excited about today's performance on all cylinders, on all three phases of the game. Special teams, defense, as well as offense. You know, today was a very emotional game on a lot of different terms. You know, we got a lot of help from and a lot of support from our fans. Defense answered the bell when they needed to at the end, and as well as the offense, you know, continuously to keep battling, to keep fighting, to put points up on the board.
Talk about that last drive and what y'all saw and the play again for the touchdown.
You know, we knew what kind of sort of, you know, when playing a team like this, you know, England, which is a great team, by the way, you know, it was going to come down to the last possessions, you know, where the last two or the last possession. And, you know, we just wanted to stay focused. We wanted to keep the foot on the pedal and be aggressive throughout the whole game. And the way it happened, you know, it was just spectacular, even though I kind of felt as if, you know, still too much time on the clock. But, you know, Ted again just made an unbelievable play at the end. You know, I just gave him a chance to make a play. He caught the ball, made a guy miss, and his speed got him to the end zone. And that's what this team is full of, you know, playmakers that, you know, has the capability of making big plays.
Can you talk about not only that drive took almost 6 minutes, but you had another 8-minute drive, and your offense did a great job of keeping their offense off the field?
Well, in a game like this, we knew it was going to be stingy. So to speak, if I can recall on the top of my head, I feel like we only had 6 possessions in all. And that's 1 possession or 2 possessions each quarter. And, you know, when you're playing a team like this, a playoff caliber team, we knew that they were going to be stingy. So we had to value each and every opportunity that we got. We did. And, you know, we got a much needed win today.
Cam, that's 2 close wins in a row, 2 weeks in a row. The talk in the past was about how y'all couldn't win the close game. Right. So what's this show about the team's growth?
Well, you know, I've been saying it since day one. We got a lot of guys in that locker room that are very relentless, very determined, and resilient. You know, they could have easily gave up at the end, you know, with that field goal. And, you know, just folded up 10 and just close shot. But we didn't. We kept fighting. And I'm proud, you know, not only as a player, you know, as a leader of this team, and as well as seeing, you know, people and teammates flourish. You know, Luke Kuechly, Thomas Davis had 17 tackles, unheard of. You know, Charles Johnson battling back, you know, with the injury that who knows if he's going to play next week or not. But, you know, his team needed to see him. We needed to see him out there again. You know, Greg Olsen making unbelievable catches. Steve Smith battling throughout the whole game. You know, Brandon LaFell as well as Ted Ginn making a play at the end, as well as the offensive line. You know, this whole team was accountable of what their responsibility was, and you know, everyone pretty much did it.
How much more confident are you now in these last 6, 7, 8 weeks than you were, say, first 2 years, especially when there's adversity?
Well, It's no telling right now. You know, honestly, you know, I can't really speak, but, you know, I'm just happy to get a win today. You know, we're 7-3. That's what our mentality or our goal that we set, you know, early this week that we wanted to be. We're 7-3 right now. We want to celebrate tonight, you know, take it all in, you know, come back tomorrow, make due to our mistakes, and let's get ready for, you know, Miami.
Cam, a lot of the guys in the locker room, Olsen, Smitty, obviously, Ted Ginn, we're talking about the fact that they had a lot of trust in you even before this drive. But do you feel like you earned a little bit more trust and a little bit more respect with what you did do on that final drive?
And I hope. I mean, Jesus. But it's not about me. I don't want, you know, people want to keep making it about, you know, myself and, you know, the plays that I made. You know, I couldn't have done it without the guys that gave me the opportunity to make the play. It's not a one-man show by far. You know, Steve Smith made some catches. Ted Ginn made a play at the end. The offensive line kept battling. Our running backs kept blocking and kept, you know, running and just kept chunking along. So, you know, it doesn't matter about how they say or what their thoughts about me as far as them being comfortable. I feel extremely comfortable at the end of the game knowing that I'm going to get protection, that I can give guys a chance. And all I have to do is give guys a chance, and you see what happens when that happens.
Some big runs today out there. A couple of, I think one of you missed 6 guys, made him elude you. But what, when you saw some of those plays, what goes through your mind on all that?
I haven't saw any of those plays.
What's your most satisfying win as a pro, though?
You know, I keep getting that question, and my most thing I'm satisfied right now is that we're 7-3. You know, no one has time to just sit back and say, oh, man, we just beat the New England Patriots. No, you don't got time for that. This is the NFL. And, you know, we got to continue to keep packing our lunches and saying that we got to hold ourselves accountable and go do it again next week. And that's what it's all about.
And when you're sitting on the sidelines with Tom Brady, the ball in Tom Brady's hands with a minute left, what's going through your head?
I really, you know, was nervous and, you know, about the fact that we just gave him too much time was left. And, you know, I've said a joke in the locker room saying that I've seen this story before. You know, I read this book before and, you know, having you know, watching Tom Brady and how he works and, you know, the type of quarterback he is, methodical, very efficient, and him being extremely deadly, you know, him converting on 4th and 10, which is never over with him, and battling all the way until, you know, the last play of the game, which was very close call. But, you know, needless to say, it was a very great win as a team, and we beat a great team in the New England Patriots.
You said this week that the fans deserve something like what they got tonight,
right,
given what they've been through the last few years. What did you think of the atmosphere tonight?
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And, you know, you could cut the tension with the knife. You know, we had a lot of momentum going into the game. We had the momentum throughout the game, and still, you know, when they went up by the 3 points, you kind of had a feeling that, you know, it was bound for something was going to happen. And it did happen at the end, and our defense held strong at the end to get us the win.
Several of your teammates said the Carolina Panthers have the best defense in the league. What do you think about your defense?
I think our defense is extremely good, and, you know, they had a great performance tonight versus a great offense, but we just got to continuously to keep going, keep fighting. You know, it's not time for us to just pat ourselves on the back and say what we have accomplished now. You know, we still have a couple more games left to prep us as a team and to kink out all the flaws and whatnot, and we still have to be prepared, you know, for this upcoming game versus Miami Dolphins.
Cam, how much has been saying to you guys that you guys want to be relevant, and then after you became relevant beating the 49ers, he says you guys need to be very relevant. What's he going to say now?
Do your job. You know, it's simple and plain. You know, we're all excited right now, and we could take it all in right now about, you know, the feeling that we have as a team. But realistically, you know, we're just 7-3. You know, we're not number one. You know, that's the ultimate goal. And, you know, even though, you know, I'm trying to downplay it as much as possible, you know, we still got to continuously to go. You know, we can't just be satisfied with a performance like this tonight. You know, we have our hands full with a great team that we're about to play upcoming, and we have to be prepared for it.
I understand the one game at a time mentality, but do you sense something special with this group?
I sense it, and it all starts with everyone looking themselves in the mirror first. So I got to hold myself accountable each and every day to, you know, put great product on, you know, come game time. And, you know, that's what I've been trying to do. You know, everybody's been trying to, you know, hold themselves accountable, you know, that they can't let that next person next to them down. You know, be able to look those guys in the eyes and say, you know, I gave it all I got today. And knowing that when you come in the locker room is no better feeling.
Cam, can you talk about Steve? He didn't back down in his battle with Tlaib, and it kind of set a tone for you guys. And
you must not know Steve, because, you know, you wouldn't have put him in that phrase. Steve Smith, you know, is AKA Mighty Mouse. He ain't gonna back down, you know, and he's the tempo setter for this team, so to speak. He's been on the team longer than anyone, I feel, and you know, he's seen a lot of football, and, you know, he gets excited when a challenge like this is presented to him. You know, when the cornerback is matched up on him, you know, the whole entire game, you know, whether it's a pass play, whether it's a run play, he's gonna give him all he got. And he did that tonight, and you know, it was great to see.
How hard is it after a win like this to have a short week to get ready to go play Miami?
It's the NFL. We have to do it. You know, we didn't set the schedule. We take it all in tonight. You know, come back tomorrow, watch the film, and we got to get ready for you know, Miami Dolphins.
Last week it was like Jesus was in the locker room. What was it like this week?
I don't know. I don't have a good analogy for you guys today, but, you know, it was pretty cool to be in the locker room after the game today.
Specifically about Ted Ginn, for somebody who couldn't get into the rhythm of the offense or whatever, the first 59 minutes, and then the final minute he makes the biggest play of the game.
Well, you know, that's just the name of the game. You know, your number hasn't been called all game, you know, but when it finally does, when the dealer pulls your card, you know, you have to trump everything. He did. You know, he made a play, and it felt like today we just weren't getting on the same rhythm. Times that I felt like I could go to him, and we had a discussion, talked about it, and we knew it was just a play away. And anytime an electric player like Ted touches the ball, you know, who knows what will happen. And he made a play at the end that really catapulted us to a win today.
What goes through your mind when you see the flag drop on that last play, and then when they wave it off? What are the differences in emotion for you at that moment?
I mean, we all had different emotions. You know, I'm no different than you guys. When I saw the flag, I didn't know what it really was, but I'm just happy that it worked out our way. All right.